What you're about to listen to has the power to completely change your life, taking you from where you might currently find yourself to where you ought to be. This is the Word of God coming to you from Christ Family Ministry.
I don't want to go over what I read yesterday, okay, so that we don't waste time, or, you know, we don't take too much time. But, you know, what we said basically was that, sometimes the enemy comes to steal what God has given us one by one. If you don't challenge it, you will lose this one. Before you know it, another one is lost. You know, incidentally, something happened yesterday when the man of God was teaching about wisdom. Three sources of wisdom, you know, from the word of God, from learning from others, and through prayer. You know, incidentally, that was what he said. It was spot on, number 2 points. So it has been said, honestly. Because, you know, in the body of Christ, he says, we are trying to substitute mental wisdom with spirit of wisdom. They are not the same thing. That was good to be number two. You see, these days, pastors are they have it so much together. We have committee to plan the 1 year, 2 years for the church. What is God telling you to do next two years? We don't have that. We have committee plans. It's a well thought out plan. We have 10 years plan. We have 5 years plan. And then people now begin to put people together. You bring somebody from financial world, somebody up from building world, another one from government agency. You form committee. You tell those spirits, stay outside. When we finish, we present to you our plan. Do you know what Bible says? Bible says it's not in the power of man to direct his own steps. It's not. It's not within your authority at all to direct your own steps. What he says we will do, where he sends, we will go. I know Reverend Roman, I was planning 10 years ago to be in Abuja. So let him set a committee how to take over the city of Boko. 10-year development plan. You know how these things work now. Some men of God, they are held captive by committee that they are even afraid to tell people what the Spirit of God is telling them to do. Because they will tell them, no, Pastor, we are going to disrupt what we are planned. We spend hours to work this out. So it's one of the things I want to share with you. Please, I'm begging you, my brothers and sisters, plan. But after you plan, keep it aside. Pray. Ask God, what are you planning to do? Sir, don't be deceived. The man of God, don't be deceived. As people are sitting there, some people are phone for Canada. They are phone for Canada, I'm telling you. So I know that's how they be looking at you, as if the pastor, don't worry, I'm the HOT. They are phone for Canada. They are running, they are phone for Canada. Look at them, Canada. What if Philip form? Where am I? What if Philip form? There are three form. If you ask any of them, did you pray? None of them prayed. They don't. I know. They said the grass is greener on the other side. There are no other side that grass is greener. Grass is greener where they wet it.
Thank you, sir.
So are you talking? Are you wetting your life? Yeah. That's how we wet. You are speaking. As you are speaking, you are waiting. That's where it gets greener. You can get to Canada and be shocked that it's so dry. Like one of my nephew's friends say, what do you do? He said, I do horticulture consultancy. Until they said that he was cutting grass in his compound.
I like that.
Horticulture consultancy in Canada. Be deceiving yourself. So you want to go? Have you prayed? Honestly, have you really prayed? Have you asked God what is your will? Where do you want me to be? The safest place to be, the richest place to be, the most prosperous place to be is to be in the will of God. Once you are there, like, everything will just fall in line for you. Honestly. Reverend Roman, if you see the way your people are looking at me, it's not funny. They are not looking at me with friendly face at all. Thank you, my sister. Thank you for that encouragement. You are the voice crying in the wilderness. Only you. I'm telling you. How can this man just come and bust my bubbles for nothing? And they will now come and get angry with God if they didn't get the visa. And I sold. You are about to sow yourself into slavery. Anything that God does, whether open door or closed door, is for your good. Whether open door or closed door is for your good. So we thank you for open doors and we thank you for closed doors. Hallelujah. So that's what I'm talking about. And let's talk about that yesterday. That was my number 2 points. We don't consult God. We are just smart people. You may get some smart result, but you won't get God result. And that means if a smarter person comes, you'll fail. Because wisdom of God cannot be rivaled. But the smartness of mine can be outshined. Do you understand what I'm saying right now? That was the number two. The man of God has spoken about it. So, I will go to my number three. Sunday they are trying to take from us. And anybody that talks about it these days makes himself a prey. But we're going to talk about it. I'm going to talk about it. Okay? Especially, I was invited here. So, I will talk about it. Any grounds, you just hold him. It's good. But if you listen very well, you know that I'm not deceiving you. We know. Do you notice that in the last 2-3 years, there was this wave that just came from nowhere that made tithe offering like a sin? And these are our foundations, the thing we learned, the thing that brought us out from where we were. That work for us, that work for our money, that's working for our children. And they want to steal it from us. And you see some pastors still supporting. So I even know a major pastor that did a write-up. That is not compulsory. Oh my shame. Honestly, some things are incomprehensible for me. Maybe because of my age. I don't know. So because you are trying to be popular. You are trying to fit in with this caricature idiot. Me. Who are they? Who is that the freeze? Somebody with frozen brain. What are you trying to talk about? Who are they? No. Who are they? Who are these people that everybody start defying today? I invited a major woman of God the other day to our church. She came because of the way that the priest has harassed the daylight out of her. She came with her own personal cameraman, with her own police, with her everything. As we are recording, her cameraman was recording. So that in case anybody wants to edit anything, she has the original. She's under that much body. She will fly a cameraman, fly everything for every meeting she goes. So they can record what truly happened. What look kilo day. And you will see Christian like, good, correct, share. Because we have ordinary 500 in charge. They are still, most pastors, they have shied away now. Nobody can talk about giving again. Nobody can talk about everything again because everybody's trying to line up. See, if we continue like that, the kind of poverty that will hit the body the next 5 years, you'll be shocked. If you don't give God somebody to work with to multiply, God is not a magician. He's a miracle worker. If you don't give something to work with, you'll be broke. You better learn. Don't let their intimidation take us away from our foundation. Glory be to God forevermore. Genesis 26. I've been talking along that line this night. Why are we afraid? Afraid of giving. Afraid of telling people to give. So, they say a pastor drives a Benz, he drives also has a, what they call it, aircraft, a pastor. But you, there's one boy, what's the name of that boy? He sings. He's to me not talented at all, but he, they celebrate him a lot. No, Davido, his voice looks like a crochet. He tries. There's this particular one. I don't like him. He doesn't have talent at all. I don't like him at all. Whiskey. If you want to be fella, be fella. Want to be back a Jackson? What is that? I'm going somewhere. There's a guy in our church. He does it, this thing he does every year. This particular thing he does. So, Wizkid was going to perform in that event. Upfront was 25 million. More than 25 million upfront. Someone that's coming to breathe death on people. To lead people to vomit death and destruction of people. 25 million. A pastor that spends all night in prayer. Who's coming to give you life will be completely. Is that not demonic blindfolding? And a Christian will say, light. I am in pain. No. Honestly, this thing is affecting me. I'm not taking it lightly at all. A man who spent time with God, with the word of God, will speak. A man who spent time in nightclub will speak. He will support the man that went to nightclub. Because all they want to hear these days is somebody that will just expose Bible to them without bringing them the reality of life. That's what you want. Thank you. Exegesis. That's all you want. That guy's intelligent. It's crazy. Glory be to God forevermore. You mean you can pay that guy 25 million per show? And he wasn't the only person on the show. A lot of people are on the show. If a pastor demands for 2.5 million, you will call him all manners of names in this world. Greedy, mad, only. There's no name you won't call him. What is our problem? Why is the prosperity of a man of God a threat to you? Number one, your money is not even missing. Why? I won't allow them to take that from me. I will shield my children from that. When they are going to church, I don't even give them 200 naira again. I began to give them 1,000 for their offering. Yes, now. How can you go and buy meat pie after service? 1,000. You now give them 50 naira for offering. What are you telling them? Their tomatoes have become their God. Allow me tonight, too. You allow me. You have to allow me. You must allow me. Because I won't allow them to steal this from us again. We know how we got to where we are now. And now come against our foundation, will everybody now keep quiet? No. No. Glory be to God forevermore. We don't want to be popular, we want to be correct. What? I didn't say verse 23. I just said 26. That was a rhema that you. I don't want to put 33 there. Okay, give me just from verse 1. We just read. Just read. I'll just try and do some things tonight and just finish. I know, as I'm talking about money already, some of you are under tension. Don't worry yourself. Yes, I'm not coming here to raise offering. So don't think I'm coming here to say you don't want to give 1,000 there, you want to give 5,000 there, you want to give everything. Boom. Don't worry yourself about that. Half fully the car. Don't worry. Can go back home. Bible says there was a famine in the land. Okay? Beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. Because every generation will confront their own challenges. Don't say because your father overcame something, you won't face it. Doesn't work like that. But what you will learn from the father is that you have learned a key how to overcome it. But that it won't come, forget it. Isaac went up like the king of Philistines in Gera. Okay, let's go. Then the Lord appeared to him and said, "Do not go down to Egypt." So you see, that's what we are trying to do. In famine, we are going to the world to learn wisdom. Don't you see that it's going to be cantankerous for the body? It's going to be dangerous for the body. God told them, "Don't go to Egypt." Some of that, look, some of, you know where Egypt is really these days? Social media. Online. You don't need to travel up north to Egypt. Where you are, Egypt is there. Inside your phone, inside your iPad. Do not go to live in the land that I will tell you. Okay? Dwell in this land. Stay in the comfort of the scriptures. And I will be with you and bless you. For to you and your descendants, I will give all these lands. I will perform the oath which I swore to Abraham your father. Glory be to God forevermore. Who? I will make your descendants multiply as stars of heaven. I will give to your descendants all these lands. Can Daddy Freeze give you this? What is your benefit to my life that I will be listening to you? What's your contribution to my life that I'll be listening to you? Where were you when we were slapping the floor of Abuja all over the place? I slept on the streets of this town. I slept on the streets. In the car, on the streets of this town. In Gariki, I slept on the street. I slept in the parking lot of Sheraton. Where was that the freeze? But I know what God told me that brought me out. Because we say, okay, we have this today, we have that now, have this one right now. Forget it. We know where we came from. I'm a man connected. I'm not. Look, people say some man say you are someone is arrogant. I don't pray for that. That's not my challenge. What is arrogance? Arrogant from where? Forget all those ones. I will make your descendant multiply as stars of heaven. I will give to your descendant all this land, and to your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. Because Abraham did what? Obeyed my voice and kept what? My charge. Whose voice are you obeying? Whose charge are you keeping? Glory be to God forevermore. My commandment, my statutes, and my laws. Some of you, what you need to make right now, you know. Maybe God just wants to make a little adjustment in one area of your life or not, something. And when you make that adjustment, everything will just fall in line for you. If God tells you enough with somebody, let it be enough. If God tells you to separate from somebody, let it be enough. I've been a pastor for a long time. I've met all manners of people. There is nobody that makes mockery of God who has breakthrough. Can say those who honor me, I will honor. Some people will bring a boy to you. Say they will coach the boy what to tell the pastor. So if you ask me, are you born again? Say yes. Say where? Say redeem. Everything. Where do you serve? Just say usher. Can you remember? One, born again? Yes. Church, redeem. Department, usher. Repeat after me. So that one come before the pastor. Hey, it's nice to see you. My brother, my name is Brother Bob. Oh, say welcome. You know that best of all. Yes, okay. Greet them. Then the next thing. Let's welcome Reverend Arome, please. Reverend Arome Adam. Happy to see you, sir. How are you blessing? Welcome. You know, and he sits before you. The next thing, look, deceive a man of God. Have you don't deceive yourself first? Who will live with the demon in the house? Don't worry now. When he wakes up and does his head like this, we shall see. He said, because Abraham obeyed my voice, kept my charge, my statutes, and my laws. That's why I blessed him. Glory be to God forevermore. And verse 6, go to verse 6. So Isaac did what? Dwelt in the land. Because God said, dwell in the land. Therefore, he dwelt in the land. Famine was raging. He said, stay there. Why do you want to be an economy migrant? Where are you running to? Did he tell you to go there or he tell you to stay in the land? Hallelujah. Go to the next. Okay, I don't want to go because after that there was someone who tried to take his wife and all that stuff. So I don't need to read that because some of you are not married, so it won't benefit you. So let's go. I don't need to read that. Nobody wants to take your wife. Only you that they want to take. You are just one person. You are not married. Why are you laughing? Tell someone who will take your wife. Hallelujah. Let's go. Thank you, my brother. Then I did the what? Sold in the land. Honestly. And reap the same year what? A hundredfold. And the Lord blessed him. Why was God insisting that he should stay in the land? He said, this land I'm going to give you. Don't go to Egypt. Why do you want to go and sow in Egypt? You can sow and go to Egypt too. But he said, God, don't go to Egypt. You know why? God told them. When children of Israel, when they were camped, he said, the land of Egypt. He said, the promised land, it's not like the land of Egypt. Deuteronomy, I think maybe 10, 11, 10 or something like that. Yeah, he said, when you in the land of Egypt, it's irrigation. You have to sow with your feet and match it. Even for your hard full of seed to produce, it's a lot of work. He said, but in the promised land, he receives rain from heaven. It's a place where favor abounds. Where you put in little and much comes out. Why do you want to go to Egypt? Because the stronger part of the body are the feet, are the legs. Where you want to go and apply strength to get results. And Bible says, by strength shall no man prevail. For those of you who I love UK, I love the organization, I love all those countries, I love abroad. I love everywhere. Honestly, I love it. It's great. Honestly, I'm not joking. When I go to the UK, I eat. I love food. But there's nothing to really eat in Nigeria. We have three food: yam, rice, and beans. Yeah. If you don't swallow it, you will jollof it. If you don't jollof it, you will fry it. If you don't fry it, you will not eat it. Thank you. So I just go there and be eating to the glory of God. So I love it. But I remember when I was living there. Believe me. I just knew that I wasn't caught for that environment. I just knew. Honestly. Let me put a stop there. My wife loves UK. She was born there. Everything. But I was born here. Glory be to God forevermore. A right seed sown in the wrong ground will produce no result. You may be gifted, you may be anointed, you may be everything, but if you go and apply yourself in the wrong place, you will suffer. You will suffer. How many people do we know? I'm sure a man of God, you know quite a lot that had potential in those days. All of a sudden, they just ran. Where they ran to, is that not where you're going every week now? Is that not where you have been celebrated now? Is that not the place the door is opening to you everywhere right now? Just imagine now saying you want to assist among them. You just perish among them. Who told you from where you are, God cannot open the doors to the nations? They just went there up to today. We don't hear about them again. This will just... Glory be to God forever. Sold in that land. He sowed, Adam says, he reaped the same year what? A hundredfold. Because the Lord blessed him. Because the man began to prosper. Became more prosperous. Became very great, very prosperous. 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. Hallelujah. Brothers, anybody that is poisoning your mind against sowing wants to imprison you in the famine. smartness does not break famine. Hard work cannot solve famine problem. Connection cannot solve heart problem. Because those who are connected to those who are suffering the famine. It takes a divine code. A divine code. Tell your neighbor a divine code. And I love what you said. Every word, whether logos or rhema, they are all powerful. So even by reading the scripture from what the man of God said yesterday, the wisdom of God to start with will flow. Glory be to God forevermore. I tell people, if you can meet anybody, I don't care who you are. You are a young Christian, you are old Christian. You can pray, especially pray in the Holy Ghost. Take your time to pray in the Holy Ghost. Number two, you can speak the word of God. That's what I taught them in church this morning. You can speak the word of God. You are speaking. Bible says you will make your prayers unto the Lord, right? And you shall also decree a thing. You will pray, then you shall also, it's also, you shall also decree a thing. Bible says it should be established to you. A light will shine on your path. Is that the same combination Jesus recommended? What should I say to this mountain? The next verse. Whatever you decide when you pray. Combination of prayer and confession. And you have that, you now combine that with speed. You have finished Satan. You can pray in the Holy Ghost. You can make declaration. And you have seed to sow. Satan has no answer to that. For as long as the air remains, seed time and harvest cannot cease. The meeting where my breakthrough started, my breakthrough started there. Honestly, we were like, my sister, sorry, we're like here. To that role. Yeah. To that third role. That's all. The meeting. Was it where in Gwaripa? One of my friends was preaching. So I went there. I sat. He was talking, preaching about prosperity. Well, that's more. Sorry, the next thing he said was this. In case, he said, don't wait for God to tell you what to give. He said, if you are not prospering, take the initiative. Begin to sow. He said, take the initiative. Don't wait for instruction. Just take the initiative. That was how I started, though. I don't know whether it was 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 years ago or something. There is never a day that this sun rises and goes down and I don't give something out. Never a day. There is never a day. Never a day I don't give something. Forget it. I'm not joking, no. I'm not saying it figuratively, yeah. That I give out prayer. No. I didn't. They give out prayer out. That I give somebody assistance. No. I mean, I give substance every day. I want it that is amazing to me, man of God. That I've never been broke. I'll be giving you. I want, where will it doesn't end? Glory be to God forevermore. He said, this is the initiative. And you know what the whole thing? The man that said it that day, he's still broke today. Because not the talker, he's the doer. Glory be to God forevermore. Do you understand what I'm trying to say to you guys? So we will not allow them to steal this one from us again. We have found it. Sorry. We have found it. Hallelujah. Whew. Genesis 47. Or for three, let me check. It's 47 and verse 13. Then it's 47 and verse 13. Let me just read through. I will quickly round up somewhere so that Reverend Adam can come up. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Look, I don't want to come back here next year. If I'm invited, I'll meet you in the same status.
Amen.
It doesn't take God that long to change somebody's destiny. It doesn't take it that long. We only have shortage of obedience. That's what we have. The hand of the Lord is not shorting. Christ is on our side. He's not an unwilling giver. Bible says that gives you his only begotten. What else? Bible says he gives liberally without finding fault. see some people, they are 35, they are not married. I don't have. So I say, look, you mean that when God made you, He didn't have somebody for you? But some ladies are demonically stingy. Don't laugh, oh. Demonic stinginess. Because I meet them. Trust me. Ha. Pastor T, I don't know what men are running away from. I'll be listening. Because if you have been a pastor for a long time, one of the things you must is how to listen. Good story, bad story. And don't fry your face. That's all. Even when I say what kind of foolishness it is, just be like, because some ladies will come and deceive, I'll be laughing at them. Oh, you are welcome. I'll be greeting the brother. Somebody I know is not saved. I know. I'm a Christian. When I see another Christian, I know. I will know now. It's not a personal gift. It's a normal Christian life. Ha. When dog meets dog, they don't know this is another dog. Our cows don't know themselves. So why should Christian meet another Christian? I don't know that this is a Christian. Ha. When I see one, I know. Well, welcome. What's my home? She be, I want me to join you. Go home now. We shall see. So they will say, I don't know. I said, most of the problem these days is most of the people that come, you know, they don't know. Most of the brothers are not fully developed. They don't have enough money. And I said, okay, what do you really want? No, I just want a man that can just take care of himself. You know, I can take care of a man. I said, it's okay, it's all right. It's all right. What do you want me to say? I don't take care of your man. I'll take care of yourself. And you will take care of yourself for a very long time. Just continue. Say, you say you are stingy. Continue. Because they cannot share. But what you don't, do you know what you are telling me? You are insulting my intelligence. You know what you are telling me? Yeah, you cannot share your money because you can share your body. Are you a prostitute? What are you talking about? What are you talking to? Think I'm a fool? You cannot give him your money, but you can give him your body. My wife met me when I was earning 15,000 naira. But I don't earn 15,000 naira anymore. Don't go for a man's television. Go for his vision. Don't go for what a man drives. Go for what drives him.
Yes, sir.
We are so tired because we go to churches that will tell you what a man should marry. He must have a dwelling place. He must have... That's what they tell you. And they give you all manner of stupid conditions. No. I'm not joking, no. When I married, my wife didn't move to my house. Oh. I moved to her house. She can't move to my house. I was living in Kaduna State, one room. Where is she coming to? But the things are not the same way anymore. They're not the same way anymore. She's my number one supporter. Today she has watched the television. She has watched the podcast. She has watched the online. He will tell me, you said this, you said that. She loves him. Ah, you are a great teacher. If your wife tells you are a good teacher, you are a good teacher.
Yeah, yes, sir.
That's good. I don't know if he can take care of himself. Continue. Because you are not willing to sow to anything.
Yeah.
Mm. Let me come, because the way this, they are looking for me on that side. Let me come to this side. Now invite me. Nobody said I know anybody here before. I'm just saying my own. Let me come to this side. So please. Hallelujah. Look at this one. The Bible said there was no bread in the land. The Bible said there was no bread in all the land. It was Egypt for the 7 year famine. For the famine was severe, so that the land of Egypt and the land of Canaan languished because of the famine. And Joseph gathered up all the money that was found in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan for the grain which they bought. And Joseph brought the money into Pharaoh's house, making money everywhere, selling grains. So when the money failed in the land of Egypt and in the land, when would my money fail? Not that the money had no value, the money finished. That was to say. They exhausted their money. In the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan, all Egyptians came to Joseph and said, give us bread. For why should we die in your presence? For the money has failed, our money don't finish. But we must eat. Then Joseph said, okay, since your money is finished, give us your livestock. Give us ruga. Okay. He give you livestock. I will give you what bread for your livestock. If your money is gone, bring your livestock. Their investment. They finished their money now. They are now consuming their investment. By the time you are putting money into your capital, know that famine has come. By the time you are putting hand into your capital, there's a problem. You are supposed to live on your profit, not on your capital. When anybody is tempted to spend their capital, famine has come. Honestly. So they brought their livestock to Joseph. Joseph gave them bread in exchange for horses and flocks and the cattle of the herds and for the donkeys, everything used for trade, for carrying everything. Using it for food. Thus he fed them with bread in exchange for all their livestock that year. Second year, all capital gone. When that year had ended, they came to him next year and said to him, we will not hide it from my Lord that our money is gone. My Lord has also has our heads and livestock. There's nothing left in the sight of my Lord but our bodies and our hands and our lands. Why should we die before your eyes? Eh? Both we and our land. Why should we die? I don't know where land dies, but say our land. But oh, he said, by us, we will offer our body. May you never come to that place in Jesus' name. By us and our land for bread. All those ladies in zone 4. What are they saying? Bios. I used to go there to preach. I have a friend. I used to be amazing. I'm not joking. How responsive they are. I walk up to some of them. They would think I came to carry gear. So I will now begin to share Christ. One lady looked at me one day. When she went back, she looked like this. She now came back. She was a foreigner. Maybe so I was coming to carry you juice. I said, no, come. After we talked, he said, if I come to church, will God not kill me? I said, God will not kill you. God loves you the way you are. I went to a restaurant. Mr. Biggs. I said, well, she came. She went and called her friends. I said, that was the man that was telling you about, that preached to us. I said, if we come like this, we will not die. I said, you will not die. I was surprised at their response. He said, give me that invite. I want to go and care for that people. They are unwilling captives. He said, give us seed that we may live and not die, that land may not be desolate. That's where I'm going. Go back. There will be something there. He says, why should we die before your eyes? Both we and our land. Buy us and our land for bread. And we and our land will be servants of Pharaoh. But look at next line. Do what? Give us what? Seed. That we may live and not die. That the land may not be what? Desolate. When they come the first time, what they ask for? Bread. Second time they ask for what? Bread. But when they come the third time, they ask for what? Seed. As long as we are chasing bread, bread will finish. Bread has no potential. He gives what? Seed to the sower and bread to the eater. But what gets multiplied? He multiplied the seed soon. Bread does not multiply. It's only seed that multiplies. Do you understand right now? They were asking for bread. Asking for bread. When was the last time you asked for seed? That God give me a seed to sow. Every day bread. A new suit. A new this. A new that. When was the last time you ask God for seed? To sow, because that is where your future lies. Give us seed to sow. Look at it. You see that, go to the next line. The next line, let me round up. It says, and Joseph bought all the land of Egypt for Pharaoh. For every man of Egypt, Joseph sowed his field because of the famine was severe in the land. So the land became Pharaoh's. Okay? Next line. As for the people, he moved them into cities. That's what happens. When you see people emigrating and migrating, famine has come. Canadian visa, Italian visa, European visa, Australian visa, Ghanaian visa. He moved them from city to city. It wasn't their wish. It was moving them. Some people will not even see their wife for 5 years. He's trying to get paper. What's our problem? Our children will be raised by foreigners. By the time we see them, we don't understand their language anymore. What are we doing? For what? For what? Damage is being done. By the time you get there, so I know a girl who sent his kids abroad. By the time he got there, the boy had a dreadlock. Before you know it, he said he doesn't like women. He said he likes men. I know what. That's one. I never have a problem. Just trick them. Say that this man Nigeria, you like him. Yeah, this is my Nigerian. You will like it. Oh my God. Yeah. Let's go. I don't want to tell you what will happen to you when I go to Nigeria. Let me keep that secret. But it's only the land of prison. You didn't buy all that stuff. Okay? Give them ration and everything. Then Jesus said to the people, indeed I have bought you and your land this day for Pharaoh. Look, what? Here is what? Seed for you. You shall do what? Sow the land. And it shall come to pass about what? That in the harvest. Harvest was not mentioned in bread. Harvest was only mentioned one seed was concerned. But this is the miracle of that. I thought they said that the famine was going to be for 7 years. This is the third year of the famine. And seed was introduced. And the power of the famine was broken. I thought we said, when God says something, man, famine is going to be forever 7 years. Look. See, this is the seed. He said, give them. It shall come to pass. That's the third year they came. You shall give what? You shall come to pass what? In there, that you shall give what? One-fifth to Pharaoh. God demands 10%. See, Pharaoh demanded 20%. And no, there was no problem with that. Say, forfeit shall be for your own as seed, what? For the feed and what? For your food. Look at the emphasis of God. Seed first, food next. Do you understand what we are trying to say here tonight? We will not allow that the priest and co to see this thing from us. This is our foundation. This is our culture. This is the culture of the kingdom. Do you understand what we are trying to say tonight? But I want to end up with something that I can go on. I have scriptures I can go on and on and on. But let me just begin to round up. Let's honor protocol, okay? Let me say something to you. You know, because I look at a lot of Christians. You know, Jesus said there's nobody that gives anything, money, house, land, for the kingdom. For the sake of the kingdom, who will have what? 100-fold in this lifetime. So some people don't believe that. They be arguing against it. It's the only pastor that just want to get money. Pastor just want to get money. Everything, all that stuff. I say, you don't believe that when you sow, you will reap, right? Why do you believe that there's a heaven? Why do you believe that when you die, you are going to heaven? The same man said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. You believe that? The same man said that if you sow, you're going to reap 100. Why don't you believe that? Why do you believe this other one? Why do you believe that if you tell the devil, come out in Jesus, the devil will come out? Because the same man said, behold, I give unto you power. Why would you believe that and not believe this other one? What? Why would you do what I call selective believing? Glory be to God forevermore. Don't be depressed though. You have been liberated. You have been liberated from mentality of small life. Glory be to God forevermore. What Leroy Sumter said, he says, I can never be broke in my life because I have a seed. Can I be broke when I have a seed? Glory be to God forevermore. Let me just quickly read one scripture, okay? As we begin to wrap this up tonight. Let me jump many things. There's a particular giving that will change your life. That many, all gifts are work. Giving to your parents, they work. Giving to the church of God, works. Giving to the work of God, works. Giving to your family members, works. Giving to the less privileged. Let me tell you something, but this one is powerful. When you give to your man of God, my God, when you give to the anointed, let me say this to you. Let me warn all of you. Listen to me very well. When I enter church, I don't come out when the service is over. In fact, today is the only time I came out very early. I finished the top service early before I left. But normally I will stay inside church. So you know why? I don't want to know who drives what. Because man, when you come out of the church, you will use some dangerous cars. Some wicked cars. It's not that wicked though. They are wicked. I was coming to church this morning. I saw some wicked. Some wicked cars. You know what? I don't want to know who drives. Yeah. You know why? I don't want anything to condition my mind concerning you. So the day you offend me, I will tell you I'm a very stupid boy. You need to behave. Okay? So that I won't say, I don't want to offend this one. This one has money. Okay, let's go. No. So I don't want to know anything. Like Paul said, I don't want to know anything among you except Christ in the crucified. I don't want to know. Okay? As rich as some people are, let it be clear to them. You don't give to a man of God to be a blessing to him. It is not possible. It's a wrong expression. I just want to be a blessing to you, man of God. You cannot be a blessing to man of God. It's a wrong expression. For Bible says, without controversy, the less is blessed of the higher. So where do you get your language from? When you give to a man of God, you give to get a blessing. When you give to other person, you give it to express a blessing. That God has blessed me, I'm expressing my blessing towards other fellow man being. But when you give to a man of God, you give to expect a blessing. For he that gives to a prophet, name of a prophet, shall receive a prophet reward. They say it shall be a blessing to the prophet. So man of God, I just want to be a blessing to you. Stop it. Don't waste your seed. I'm connecting to a grace. That is the right attitude. For the less is blessed of the higher. Glory be to God forevermore. Proud people don't like what I'm saying. Because they want to pocket the man of God. No. Don't like it. Money doesn't make you higher than the man of God. Because anointing is priceless. Hallelujah, yeah, yeah, yeah. Glory be to God forever. But I'm serious. It's one giving that you can never, ever, ever lose out. You can never lose out. Never. It's one of the most profitable giving you can do. Very awesome giving. I don't have time to share testimony with you tonight. When I give to men of God, what happens? I don't have time. because I want to round up quickly. I just want to give you this key for you to explore. Do you understand what I'm talking about right now? It's a blessing. Major blessing. Hallelujah. Wow. How many of you know that life is not just one dimensional? We have physical life. I work, I invest, I do. That is physical. That's a spiritual dimension. That when a man of God speaks on your behalf, things will begin to happen for you. That wants to supersede the natural. That's the dimension some of you need right now in your life. That's what you need right now. You have been smart, you have been working hard, but you need a supernatural addition. Anointing is a booster. Some of us, we are Christians, we'll be coming to church, we'll be rubbing shoulder with pastor. I like your green color. Look, stop it. Oh. Ah, this is your bones, it's nice. Is it Versace or the color? Look, stop it. We have unbelievers who don't know God, but they have a pastor they give money to. You know why? They are tapping into a grace, and it works for them. Naaman was not a Christian. He wasn't a Jew. But he recognized grace. It worked for him. Obviously, there were many lepers in Israel. Nothing worked for them. None of them. Kai. How would I get something here tonight, right? If you would do something there, eh? And when you are coming to church, Sorry, my sister, what's her name? Unsu. Okay. You come to church, eh? You take a seat. Eh? You say, you can take your offering, you know, take a seat. Write Reverend Arume Tokula. That God, I'm going to sow this seed into his life. Okay? And I'm trusting you that as he speaks today, you will give me the next step in life through him. You'll be shocked at how a diversion will take place. How you will say something that when you act on that thing, you will enter your next level. Some of you have been trying, oh God, speak to me, God, speak to me. Don't worry, God can speak through your prophet. Yeah. Glory be to God forevermore. Yeah. You'll be shocked. How direction will come, how light will shine, how you will just say a phrase, it will be the answer to what I'm looking for. Glory be to God forevermore. Wow. Let me read two scriptures, let's go. Give me the book of 1 Samuel chapter 9. 1 Samuel chapter 9 verse 10. Let me just read quickly. And then I'll read one more. And there I go. Yeah. It's nearly 1 hour now. Yeah. Wow. Then Saul said to his servant, okay, should we go back a little bit? Maybe from verse 5 or something. You know, when they were looking for their lost asses, okay? Okay. Okay, yeah, thank you, my brother. It says, when they had come to the land of Zuf, Saul said to his servant who was with him, come, let us return, lest my father cease caring about the donkeys and become worried about us. Okay? And he said to him, look now, that is the servant said to him, there is in this city a man of God, and he's an honorable man. Is a pastor a honorable man? Said, there is in this city a man of God. He didn't say he was the only man of God there. He said, he's a man of God. It is a man of God. Another man. He says, all that he says surely comes to pass. So let us go there. Perhaps he can show us the way that we should go. Critical decision moment in life. God. Then Saul said to his servant, but look, if we go, listen to this, to show that this is an ingrained culture in Israel. Saul said, but if we go, what shall we bring to the man? Because they have known over the years that what provokes the grace of the man of God is tapping, sowing something into that grace. You say, what shall we go? What shall we do to the man of God? For the bread in our vessels is not gone. There's no present to bring to the man of God. What shall we do? Look at what he says. Say, even bread is enough for you to go to next. I think next is on this side. Abby, something here. And you buy fresh bread. And just give it to the PA. Please drop it in the pastor's car. And Father, I trust you. That bread will never finish in my house. Something that little can change a man's life. How many of you are planning Christmas package for your pastor ahead of time? Honestly. Thank you, so I don't know why I mentioned your name. That means you are doing it already. Do we think like that? Look how it says, to be the man of God, what do we have? And the servant answered Saul again and said, look, I have here at hand 1/4 of a shekel of silver. I'll give that to the man of God to tell us what our way. That's what I'm trying to say. There's something you give. I say, God, as I listen to this man will tell me my way. Don't go to meet him and say, Pastor, prophesy to me. Just tap to the atmosphere and leave it. You will see what will happen to you. How many times have we nearly made a mistake? And the man of God will speak and we'll lie. Glory be to God forevermore. You know that encounter made him king of Israel. That encounter, see, there are certain destiny steps you need to take. Tapping to the man of God will change your life, will make you faster. Glory be to God forevermore. Wow. Do you know what the Bible says? I think that should be Hosea chapter 12 verse 13. I can't really remember right now. When it says, by prophet he brought them out. But by prophet he also preserved them. You know, is it Hosea 12 13? Oh, thank you. It was a good guess. It says, by prophet the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. And by a prophet he was what? Preserved. Give me this, okay, in NIV. And I will also read it for you in message. Give me in NIV first. Please. Look, I will say. Said the Lord used a prophet to bring Israel up from Egypt. By prophet what? He cared for him. He cared for him. Do you know what it means to care for somebody? To make sure that everything goes well with you. See, don't let the prophets in Nigeria burn. Stop your mind. Confuse your mother by the meaning of a prophet too. Those are charlatans. Let's go to your village. Operation Point and Kill. Are you? For you to even listen to them, that means you yourself, you need mental evacuation. Yeah. But thank you. Look at this message. It says, your real identity is formed through God said prophets. Do you know as he begins to teach? He begins to realize who you are in Christ. He begins to realize your authority. Because to realize somehow your confidence begins to build. You begin to become bold. It says your identity is formed through God sent prophets who led you out of Egypt and serve as what? As servant for pastors. Did you see that? What you call your prophet, God calls them your pastors. So it's not the title. Because whenever you see care, you are seeing a shepherd. So when we say the prophet of the house, this is the prophet of the house, the pastor. Do you understand what I'm trying to say right now? The Bible says, through him, God preserved them. Through him, God brought them out. Are you connecting with that grace for preservation and being brought out? My, oh my. Am I burning anybody here today? I know some of you think you are smart, Charlie. You will waste the next 15 years of your life. Because you know, some of you don't know. Those of us that have lived life a little bit. It's at the point when something is about to be said that will change your life. That's when something will come and distract you. And you will go around in circle again. Oh, for what? Glory be to God forevermore. The Bible said they prospered through the prophesying of the prophet. That's how they prospered. They were trying to build this thing. They couldn't build. Ezra chapter 6 verse 14. Bible said they prophesied through the prophesying of the prophet. They prophesied to them. They went to work. As you are going to work on Monday tomorrow, let your prophet declare over you. Do you think for nothing that God told Moses, say, this is how you will declare my name upon the people. May the Lord bless and keep you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and bless you. My God. My God. Glory be to God forevermore. Hallelujah. Somebody say, it doesn't matter. Go and ask the widow of Zarephath whether the prophet matters. It doesn't matter. Go and ask the woman of Shunem whether the prophet matters. She was okay. She was fine. But the Bible says she saw. This is a holy man of God. Can't be allowing to pass. Coming every Sunday and going every Sunday. Made a place for him. You know, if only on Sunday what you do is cook for the pastor, you know your destiny has changed. I must take care for him. Until one day the man of God said, this man has cared for us for long. Is there any need? What the doctor couldn't solve? Because when he said, when he told the woman, by this time next year, the woman said, don't deceive me. That means she has been deceived several times. She has tried everything that didn't work. He said, no, don't worry yourself. And there was something, if you read that place very well, Bible says, he told Gehazi to go and call her. Bible said, when she came, she stood at the door. She didn't come in. Man of God, we talking from there, we'll be receiving here. Some of you, when you come, say, man of God, you are welcome. Your wife. Because we don't put proper value. She stood at the door, shows the value. From there, you know something? Oh my God, we read that place. He said, he has to go and tell her that by this time next year. And it happened like that. You know, with that simple account of providing for the man of God, 40s, blindness was banished from her life. Remember? When the boy died, he was raised to life. When famine was coming in the land, she was preserved from famine. When she lost everything, everything was restored. 4 miracles from one act. Brothers, sisters, let me do what God led in my heart to do. Are you hearing me? You are going to take a seed in your hand. I didn't say raise, I'm not raising. If you don't have money, write it. Write something in your hand. Are you hearing me? Say, this is for my prophet. This is for Reverend Arume. Are you hearing me? I call both of them Arume. Reverend Tokula. Hallelujah. Say, this is for him. And it will make a pronouncement over your life. Honestly. Let us practice the word. Let us do it. Are you hearing me? Let us practice that word. And trust God. And trust God. Why should a Christian live for job for 3 years? Are there no prophets in the land? Why should you look for accommodation for months? Are there no prophets in the house? By prophet, he cared for them all. Not by their parent. By the prophet, he cared for them. Bible said they prosper through the prophesying of the prophet. Is there something that can be said that will change your life? My God. Whew. I rest my case tonight. Are you hearing me? But I hope you have been blessed, right? I hope you have learned something, right? I hope it's something that you will continue to do, right? We're going to put motion to our faith tonight. There's an atmosphere already. You understand that right now? Let us just tap into that atmosphere. I'm not dictating to you a seed you want to give. Whatever the Lord lays in your heart, to give to him, to be a blessing to him, do it. Bible says there's a man of God in this city, an honorable man, right? He didn't tell me to raise money for him. In fact, before this conference, we never spoke. We only been communicating through text. Do it. At the point of faith, act. Say, I'm believing God for that, I'm believing God for that. But there's a prophet that you can connect with. If I come next year, if I'm invited next year, I will share some testimony. Are you hearing me? You share some things to see the reality of these things. I remember one day I was in UK. I went to Telford. I saw this man of God there, Andrew Womack. I took a seed of $1,000, about £1,000, sorry. I gave him. Okay, just give him. He left. Oh, thank you very much. Very gentle. Spoke to me nicely and left. Nigerian, right? I said, we spoke everything. And he left. As he was going, he came back. He said, are you building? I said, yes. He Say, and all the supply comes in Jesus' name. Yeah. My God. So you are wondering how we got the millions. So do what we did, Debbie. That's how we got it. So I'm telling you these things. I can't, that's what I said. The day I have time, we go talk. He has gone. He was gone. Because there are many ministers there, was greeting a lot of people now. He was gone. He just came back. You build it right? My God. Say, yes. I said, all the supply comes in. There's no scarcity anywhere. You only need the man that's anointed to connect it to declaration to where you are. Say, by this time tomorrow at the gate of Samaria. And the gate was full, the gate of supply was opened. Haba. I was told you cannot prosper when there's a prophet in the house. Haba. When Paul said, you have ministered to my need once and again. And he said, no, my God shall supply. He didn't say you minister to the need of the church. You have ministered to my need. So there's a giving to the church, there's a giving to the man of God. So my need. That's what provoked that other one. That one. Can we be on our feet, everybody? God bless you. How we had a great time tonight, right? Wow. Thank you. Lift your hand to the Lord, everybody. Lift your hand to the Lord, everybody. Let's just bless the Lord. Let's just bless the Lord. Just bless the name of the Lord. Honestly, I believe we are at the verge of a mighty supply. Honestly. You have been hearing it. The man of God has been declining it in our lives. I believe we're about to do something tonight that will make you to touch it and experience it. There's a mighty supply for us now.
Amen.
Now. Glory be to God forevermore. So you know we don't have a money problem? And we will never have a money problem. We don't. When you were talking, I could relate. When you said that word in our church, I never left my mouth one day. You don't have a money problem. I don't have a money problem. And I will never have a money problem. I've made it to many areas. I don't have a decision making problem. I will never have one. I don't have a marital problem. I don't have a health problem. I will never have. We've multiplied in several directions. Glory be to God. I don't have accommodation problem. I will never have accommodation problem. Never. Don't have a career problem. I will never have career problem. Never. I don't have a business problem. I will never have a business. I don't have a ministry problem. I will never have a ministry problem. Never. Never. Glory be to God forevermore. Father, we give you praise tonight for the breakthroughs and the testimonies that are coming.
Amen.
We thank you for it. We bless you for it. You spoke to me concerning tonight's meeting. You told us to do this. And we thank you for what is in your mind that you're about to release for us. We tap into it. Father, we give you praise. As we obey your word, you say, because Abraham obeyed my voice, and I blessed him. We obey your voice tonight. We declare our lives blessed. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Bring a seat, everybody. Bring out a seat. So, what do you want to bless the man of God with? Please. Bring a seat. You want to give, you don't have enough cash, write your name, write a pledge. If you have his account number, project it. So you send something there. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father, we give you praise. I'm going to call him out shortly. Where are the ushers, please? I just need about two ushers, please. Okay. Thank you, my sister. Okay, just take a basket. just need two baskets. You can just, yeah, thank you very much. God bless both of you. Awesome. I want to take a seat in your hand, everybody. Take a seat. Let's stand up. Bible says, he that receives a prophet, right? In the name of a prophet shall have a prophet's word. Right? Glory be to God. That's the account number. If you want to do a transfer, I went somewhere one day. It was Guarimpa. One of my friends was dedicating his kids. He's been believing God for a baby for a long time, and after several years of marriage, the first one, triplets, all boys, was awesome. So I quickly closed service that day and I went for the service, for dedication. As I was there, I was sitting in front there. I was going to do the dedication for my friend. And then the Lord spoke to me. Mentioned two names of people in our church. God's my witness. He said, package two offerings on their behalf and tap into grace of fruitfulness. That's here. I did it. Say, Father, you did it for my friend. You will do it for them. I'm telling you, God Almighty is my witness. Both of them have given me birth now. Honestly. So because we say we have been praying, we decree, God has jokers. He has channels. Honestly. I saw for Boma. And the other person. Just packing the envelope. Yeah. Father, in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. What are you believing God for? Are you saying you can use money to buy children? No, you are tapping to a grace. You are not buying. You are connecting with a grace. That's what we are doing. Glory be to God forevermore. Please, come and drop your seat. But let God know what you are believing for. Let God know what you are believing for. And then come and drop your seat. After that, I will call the man of God to make a declaration of our lives. And you will see what will happen in your life. Glory be to God. Please come and drop your seat, everybody. Come and drop your seat. Drop your seat for the man of God. Believe God. Some things that have been hanging on life will drop. I'm not a gimmick person, oh, trust me. Do it and trust God. I've shown you from scriptures. I've shown you by precepts and by the word of God that these things work. Jesus. Some of you, what you have done tonight, the backbone of death has been broken forever. The backbone of death broken, supernaturally paid. You'll be shocked. Some of you are saying, I'm looking for admission. This jam you wrote will be the last jam you ever write. Scholarship, you can tap into it. I tell them in church, people don't marry because of beauty. They marry because of favor. Bible says, and Esther obtained favor. Not that she was beautiful. There's something about favor that makes you glow. What happens? Suppose I mean just base and packaging. You can package and package until you are 40. You'll be shocked. And you are wondering, this person is not as fine as me. Who told you is not as fine as you? There's grace, there's favor. Because when you give, God does not say, will give you money. He said, I will make all favor abound towards you. And when it's favor, anything can happen. Anything can happen. Anything can happen. Glory be to God forevermore. Once again, man of God, I want to thank you for the honor of bringing me and trusting me with your pulpit. I hope I've not done anything very bad. Praise God. So, honestly, I'll invite you now to make declarations. And let us connect. When we say amen, amen is not a cliche. Amen is saying, so be it. Let it be so. I agree. That's what it means. So as he says it, we say, so be it in our lives. Glory be to God forevermore. Please, let's welcome Reverend Arome Tukula, please.
Hallelujah. Amen. In Jesus' name. My God, cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. My God, lift his countenance upon you and give you peace. Receive of the dew of heaven, of the fatness of the earth, plenty of corn, plenty of wine. In the name of Jesus. Let God raise people. Let God raise people. Let God raise people to serve you, to carry your cause and bring your desires. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The Lord caused to drop in your hands things that your natural strength will never be able to hold. In the name of Jesus. Be seated in places that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, nor heart entered. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let the walk in your life be a clear demonstration of the grace, of the mercy, and the faithfulness of God. In the name of Jesus. I decree and I declare. They are running through troops. That you are leaping over walls. You are shattering records. You are breaking limits. And you are going where you have never been before. In the name of Jesus. As oil that gladdens the heart, as wine gladdens the eye, and the word of God says oil makes the face to shine, I decree that after today, you will be looked upon differently. In the name of Jesus. The needed strength and the joy, let it fill your heart right now. And the oil that makes the face to glow, rest upon you right now. That as you walk into those places, you will be seen differently. You will be perceived differently. You will be looked upon differently. In the name of Jesus, my God, supply your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Possess the north and possess the south and possess the west and possess the east. Let your eyes see what others cannot see. Let your eyes perceive what others cannot perceive. In the name of Jesus. Move with the strength of the Almighty and the speed of Jehovah. My God, preserve you. Make your case unique. Let your testimony be unique. Let others dance and rejoice with you in what the Lord is doing in your life. I bless you and I receive your seeds with love, with joy. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. You are blessed. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
We know that you were richly blessed by the teaching you just heard, and we encourage you to give attention to every bit of it, because that brings you another step closer to amazing testimonies. For more life-changing messages like this one, visit www.christfamilyministries.org.